morning. Thank you. Our scripture reading for today comes from the book of Zechariah, chapter 8, and I'm actually going to read one verse before. It's verses 4 and 5, but I'm going to start with verse 3. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts shall be called the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with staff in hand because of their great age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. This is the scripture reading that we use each year for the Pittsburgh Project Sunday. So it may sound familiar to you if you have been here before for our Pittsburgh Project Sundays. And the Pittsburgh Project has used this scripture as their vision. And in that vision, it states that Pittsburgh will be called a city of truth, where once again men and women of ripe old age will sit in the streets, each with cane in hand because of age, and where the city streets will be filled with boys and girls playing there. Our congregation has been involved with the Pittsburgh Project ministry for 18 years and was begun by Joyce and Chuck McGrath. We take two trips each summer, as well as a fall weekend trip this year, particularly with our young adults and older high schoolers. This summer, we took 62 students and 13 adults to the Pittsburgh Project trip for two different weeks. One was early in July for our junior hires, and then at the end of July for our senior high. Our long involvement with Pittsburgh Project has meant that we have had the privilege of seeing this vision in action. We've seen that neighborhoods have been transformed, and students who come back year after year build relationships with the community and with the people. The Pittsburgh Project is a Christian nonprofit community development organization with a more than 30-year track record of developing servant leaders and upholding the dignity of vulnerable homeowners. They deploy over 1,500 people annually to perform free home repairs for more than 130 of Pittsburgh's elderly homeowners annually. While we are at the Pittsburgh Project, our teams spend the week doing minor home repairs, which is what it's called on their website. However, some of our teens will tell you that some of those home repairs are not very minor. We often spend more minor, we often spend time painting and doing yard work, but I know that we always do drywalling. We build wheelchair ramps or decks. I know several of our students have done roofing before. Am I missing any projects that were done this year? Big ones? They do a lot. They do really do a lot. And they also spend time in worship and service. One of my favorite parts of the trip is the final night when we get together as a church group and we get to share what we have learned throughout the week. So today I have several students with me who will share with you a little bit about what they have learned and their experience at the Pittsburgh Project this summer. So guys, go on, come on up.
Hello. My name is Madison Borries, and over the summer, I went on the Pittsburgh Project mission trip. The Pittsburgh Project was by far one of the best weeks of my life. Whether it was working extremely hard at our work site or playing around and making memories with my group members, TPP was such an amazing experience. My homeowner was such an extraordinary person who I had the honor of getting to know. TPP has definitely changed my life in so many ways. I also got to find and renew my love for God and my faith. The work that I had done that week was exceptional. I would like to thank everyone who was with me, helping out and making my very first experience at TPP unforgettable. I am thankful for all the new friends and relationships that I have made over the course of that week. This has made me so grateful for my life and everything that I have. I am already ecstatic for the next year. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Gabriella Suda, and the Pittsburgh Project has truly and positively impacted my life forever, from my work group to my homeowners, and our advisors and the other campers. We have gotten so much work done while having such an amazing experience. The Pittsburgh Project has taught me to be grateful for what I have and to have an extraordinary amount of empathy. and the ability to help others in order to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. I am so excited to go to the Pittsburgh Project next year and so grateful for all the friends I have made this year. Without a doubt, I have become a better person because of the Pittsburgh Project. Thank you.
The Pittsburgh Project is a great way for the youth of First Pres to strengthen their faith in God, while at the same time gain insight into what the world is like, especially in some of the more impoverished areas around the city of Pittsburgh. Over the past several years, the Pittsburgh Project has taught me that a relationship with God is important and that it works both ways. Staff members who work at the project always stress the importance of not falling off this spiritual cliff. The spiritual cliff is a metaphor for staying religious for 1 week and then dropping everything until you are on the next mission trip. It's easy to feel good about yourself and what you've done as you leave, but what makes the best and more lasting impact on how you move forward is what you take from such an unforgettable trip and how you build on your faith continuously after you leave Pittsburgh. Something great I also experienced in Pittsburgh was the camaraderie. Everything being done for each other, whether it was in church or at a work site, was in the spirit of love, friendship, and kindness. This really brings people together and I thought gave a great sense of community. It was great seeing my homeowner be so grateful for the work we did, but more importantly, the bond we created. My homeowner said in a note to me, "Such a beautiful and cherished time we had. All the great things we did really touched my heart and made me shed tears of happiness." It's easy to tell just from those two lines of a letter how impacted she felt by God's love from the short time we spent with her. I should also mention that it's not all work and prayer. There is no shortage of recreation at the Pittsburgh Project with all the fun games and different people you get to meet. I know a lot of people, including myself, enjoy making relationships with people from other churches. And so Pittsburgh is just such a moving and important trip for the youth of the church. An important trip for the youth of the church to take. I encourage anyone on the fence about signing up to go and take a chance. It's a great time and you won't regret it. Thank you.
Good morning. Being asked to write about my experience at the Pittsburgh Project is one of the hardest things to do. I could stand up here and tell you about my stories and memories I have there, but it just wouldn't do it justice. Pittsburgh is more than a place, it's a feeling. It's a feeling of love, family, unity, and compassion that is carried throughout the whole week and in every relationship I've made there. When I talk about relationships I've made, it's not just with the kids from First Press. I'm talking about the relationships I've made with other kids from different churches and my homeowners. More so than in past years, my homeowner this year, Miss Barb, was by far the only homeowner I've connected with. Miss Barb made an effort to get to know us just as much as we made an effort to get to know her. Miss Barb is a strong, independent, and loving woman that opened up her heart and home to us. On the first workday, she was calling us her sons and daughters, and by the last, we were all crying because we had such a strong bond with her that it was so hard to say goodbye. But this is why I love the Pittsburgh Project. It pushes us to make relationships with those around us and to step outside of our comfort zones. The Pittsburgh Project is more than repairing homes. It isn't about the amount of work you've done. It's about how you made others feel. And if you can make at least one person feel important or special, you've done your job. At the end of the day, you won't remember what tools you worked with or how many things you finished on your list. You'll remember how others and the experience made you feel. Pittsburgh and the people have been one of the most important things in my life for the past 6 years and will always hold a special place in my heart. Words cannot describe the love I feel for all of you, and I couldn't have asked for a better group. Better set of people to go with, and I thank you for that. Pittsburgh is a special place, and its bonds creates bonds and relationships that will last a lifetime. Thank you to everyone that has been a part of this journey, because in some way or another, you have changed my life, and I'm eternally grateful. Thank you.
Uh, As always, I would like to thank all of our adult leaders who came on the trip this summer, and also encourage you to prayerfully think about being an adult leader for the Pittsburgh Project. I would love to sit down and talk with you about what that means and what it involves. So if you have ever had that inkling that this might be something that you'd like to try, please, please come talk to me, because we would love to have you. And then also another thank you. Our crafting group here at First Press made some amazing Afghans for us to take with us to the Pittsburgh Project. So we wanted to thank them very much for that.
The mission of this congregation, as stated on the front of the bulletin, is to help all people build life-transforming relationships with God and each other. And one of the things that the Pittsburgh Project experience does, not only does it minister to those in need in Pittsburgh, but it becomes a life-transforming experience for many of our youth. And thanks to those of you who support the Pittsburgh Project, these kids pay for their own way, as do the adult advisors who go, apart from some scholarship support, and we thank those of you who have contributed over the years to the scholarship. There are Pittsburgh Project reports in the back of the sanctuary. The kids have written some reflections of their experience and invite you to take one home with you and read about some of the life-transforming relationships that have been formed during this experience.